This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Signs. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Signs. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and we're chatting some swimming today as we head back to Utah in the United States. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Bryce Williams onto the podcast. Bryce, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
Bryce, I'm interested to dig into your swimming a little bit because coming into the sport of triathlon, you did have a bit of a swimming background from high school and college days. You might not have been swimming much at the time when you got into the sport, but I guess it's a bit like riding a bicycle. Once you figured out how to do it, you never quite lose that skill, and you just need to build up the fitness and the endurance. Do you think that was a bit of an advantage, having that background coming into the sport?
Absolutely. It is a little bit like riding a bike. Your stroke comes back, your feel for the water comes back quickly. And most of all, you have that confidence going in that you're going to be okay. It's always a little scary to be out there with a bunch of people and you're getting hit and rolled over and stuff. But having that swimming background gave me the confidence that I knew I could, I'd be okay. Out there.
I'm glad you used the word confidence because that plays such a big part in swimming, especially when your face is in the water and you're trying to control your breathing. When you're starting out in the sport, or if you're not really a confident swimmer, when something happens, maybe you get punched or you get kicked, it's easy to break that rhythm and then panic and everything sort of then goes backwards. But having that confidence, knowing that you can deal with those sorts of things is a huge plus.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you think it's something that comes with time? Is it a case of just spending more time in the water, or is there anything that you can do that you think would improve that confidence?
I do think time in the water is going to be number one, but you can also accelerate that confidence development by putting yourself in frequent situations similar to race conditions. So, one of the things that we do sometimes here is put three or four people in a lane, and we all start and swim together in that pool swim lane, and we purposefully run into each other and grab each other and push on each other, and you're trying to become comfortable with the discomfort of swimming in groups.
That's such a great way, and that's Ironman. You've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I guess that's one of the keys to success. Having that background of swimming, and we spoke a little bit about the background, it was more from a sprint perspective, but you did big volumes in the pool. How has that translated into swimming an Ironman swim, but then also having to swim open water? It's a very different skill set being in a pool as opposed to being in open water.
It is very different skill set. My flip turns give me a huge advantage in the pool. And if you take that away, in the beginning, actually, I was kind of an average swimmer in open water. I finished not in the top front group. And it took stepping back and realizing that just because I had a pool swimming background didn't automatically mean I'd be a front pack swimmer. And that humility to relearn some of the skills that are more important for open water.
What are some of the differences?
Well, the biggest thing I noticed was having to increase my cadence rate. In the pool, you have such a nice surface of the water and it's calm that you can do a little more gliding and a little more of a strong full pull. In the open water, you almost have to shorten your stroke a little bit and increase your cadence so that you constantly have the pull forward to keep your propulsion up. And so that was something that I had to relearn a little bit. Coming from a sprinting background, my kick was also a humongous part of my speed. And I had to realize that that's not going to help me too much in a long distance open water event. So I dropped my kick way down and learned how to just increase my front crawl cadence and pull.
Over your triathlon career, is there something you've done in the pool that you think has made a really big difference to your swimming performance?
So I do longer sets. I do follow the Tower 26 swim program. I think Jerry Rodriguez does a fantastic job of helping people like me that have a pool background to learn some of those open water skills. I'll spend plenty of time in the pool sighting. It's part of almost every workout, especially during race season. We get out of the pool on a fair amount and practice the transition of being in the water to being outside the water. And then I get a metronome, a little swim metronome by Finnis, and I'll make sure during my longer sets that I don't drop off a little bit on my cadence. It keeps me honest and steady for that. But when I'm honestly, there's no way to fully simulate open water conditions without being in open water. And so I usually swim 3 times a week, twice in the pool, and those are bigger days. And then once a week, I'm either in the open water or in my forever pool. I happen to have one of those endless pools that I can just swim without stopping, and there's no walls to give me a nice break.
Talk to me about that metronome. I've been doing this podcast for about 4 years now, and you're the first person that's mentioned the metronome. I know a few people that use it. Tell me, I mean, I'm guessing there's a couple of people listening to this podcast that have never heard that either. Tell me a little bit about sort of what it does and why you use it.
So it's a little device that sits under your swim cap, and I just put it next to my ear so I can hear it all the time. And the overall goal is to slowly increase your cadence rate through the months or years. But also, despite increasing your cadence rate, you're still maintaining that level of effort. So, you know, for the swim to be about an hour, you can reach into a tempo kind of effort, right? So it's above aerobic. It's just below threshold. You can hold that for an hour. And so the metronome helps me to slowly improve my cadence rate, but still maintaining that same effort level over time. And it's helped me to change my stroke so that I'm not going too slow on my stroke, especially at the end of my longer set. So if I'm going to go out and do a progression set where my longer swim gradually gets longer, you know, 200 all the way up eventually to 800, I'll turn my metronome on at the 200 and set it to something that I feel I can attain. For me, it's in the low 80s, strokes per minute. But by the time I get to the 800, I better still be able to hold that, or I know that I'm going to suffer on an Ironman swim.
That's pretty interesting. And you've obviously seen big results with it over the years.
Yeah. And I've used it more in the last year or so. So, my swims have gradually come down from, you know, in the beginning it was in the high 50s. And I think I've done like 52 or 50. I'm hoping to break that 50-minute barrier at some point. You never know. But my build for Texas is going pretty well, so there's a possibility.
Good news. Brilliant. So, Bryce, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for joining me on the Kona Edge today.
My pleasure.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.